USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro has refused to comply with a subpoena for documents related to the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus, saying the former president ordered him not to, according to his response to a congressional request released on Saturday. Kentucky's death toll from severe storms and tornadoes over the weekend is now 74, Governor Andy Beshear announced on Monday afternoon. At Monday's governor's press conference, Andy Beshear addresses FEMA's response.
FEMA, just to go over a little bit of their response. Their priorities are to support life-saving and life-sustaining action. They're working with all of us, every level of government in the declared counties. So two FEMA incident management assistance teams have been working with us since Saturday.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The Biden administration released an ambitious federal strategy Monday to build 500,000 charging stations for electric vehicles across the country and bring down the cost of electric cars with the goal of transforming the U.S. auto industry. Vice President Kamala Harris said at an EV charging facility in suburban Maryland.
Our Build Back Better Act will cut the sticker price of new electric vehicles made in America by union workers by up to $12,500. And it will also include, and this is a new approach, a tax credit of up to $4,000 for used electric vehicles.
Biden has set a goal that electric cars and trucks account for half of new vehicles sold by 2030. A federal appeals court on Monday turned down an attempt by President Joe Biden's administration to lift a preliminary injunction against its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Michigan, the parents of two sisters that survived the shooting at Oxford High School are suing the school district.
The parents of two sisters who survived the fatal November 30th shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan filed a federal lawsuit against the school district and its officials. One sister saw the other get shot in the neck during the shooting. Attorney Jeff Feger joins Fox News to condemn the school district.
I can't tell you chapter and verse what they've done or haven't done because they haven't revealed it. Yeah. We'll find out in due time, but the court was alarmed enough to enter an order prohibiting them from doing anything, including deleting the LinkedIn pages, which is improper.
The lawsuit seeks $100 million in damage. Four students were murdered and several others seriously injured in the shooting. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to assess storm damage in Fort Campbell, Mayfield, and Dawson Springs. Biden told all the governors the federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
This administration has made it clear to every governor, whatever they need, when they need it, make it known to me, and we'll get it to them as rapidly as we can. And that's what we're doing here in Kentucky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.